But here we go.
Blog Talk Radio.
The opinions expressed during this show are those of the host and or guests, and not necessarily those of AMC Press and Company's affiliates and sponsors. Language and content may be found inappropriate for minors, therefore, listener discretion is advised.
Hello, everyone. It's me, Red Hood, and Johnny shall be in here soon.
Shortly, I hope. But in the meantime... In the meantime, we have the continued haunting of iHomeRadio.com, and boy, are we glad to have it, because you get 10% off already discounted prices at the outlet section at iHomeRadio.com using the coupon code OUTLET, O-U-T-L-E-T. Plus, you also get free shipping. Also, if you're on the move for a website, and you need a website, because everybody now needs a website, because it's the only way to actually get underway with your business and your life, and apparently they're both connected now, all because of that stupid motherfucking thing called Facebook. But if you sign on with us, and you'll get 50% using our... I don't think there is a code. You just say...
You just go on to our site.
And you click on GoDaddy, and...
You go on to the affiliate page. Go on to GoDaddy.
Go on to the affiliate page of amcpress.co.
Amcpress.co.com. Very wordy, yes.
Say that three times. you'll get 50% off of... host planning from GoDaddy.
Yes.
And
yes.
Now, on with the show.
Yes.
Russia has done it again. Russia has banned... Russia bans anonymous public Wi-Fi.
Yeah.
It's like, everyone likes the internet. Why are you being such a...
I think everybody loves internet.
Yeah.
But everybody loves... Hello, Johnny.
Hello.
Everybody loves...
Stuck in here.
Good evening. Good evening. Everybody loves the internet. But everybody loves... You know,
the Russians have about a month to anonymity left, and the ID procedures will be set up in early September. Federal mass media protection service deputy Maxim Iskinov said on Saturday that the government decree is on the matter. Meanwhile, will enter effect next Tuesday. Now, you know, Allison, I was actually wondering whether they have passport or no passport for this.
Hmm.
Or does it fucking matter?
I don't think it matters at this point. They're cutting off internet.
I mean, are they trying to land? I think what they're trying to do... but apparently, on the contrary, Netsov told RTR Taskers on Friday that the identification will only be required at post offices and internet cafes, but not restaurants, shopping malls, airports, and other proper places. I wonder why. Do you think Putin's going to go off? You know, I personally think that Putin's going to actually go off and go, oh, yes, I'm going to eat, veg out, and then go stalk my wife on Facebook.
Yeah, no. He's not.
Possibly.
But he also...
Maybe.
Possibly, but then he also has you from Mark Zuckerberg, who's creating havoc as well. During
Well, yeah. But the thing is that, you know, the discrepancies are not, you know, apparently...
Also, that gives license to storing personal data, obviously.
Yeah.
Right. So...
Yeah.
Provided the public Wi-Fi will be required to store massive amounts of personal usage user data for 6 months at a time. So, basically, if you want to communicate outside of a landlocked state, dial 1-800-COLLECT. Oh, wait, that doesn't fucking exist anymore.
Yeah, I guess they like not giving citizens public Wi-Fi or wanting them to have access to these names. But that's fine.
It's not fine for people of Russia.
Yeah.
Right.
He said, the lie is the new rules are help meant to fight terrorism. My only thought is, how the hell can you fight terrorism?
When he's already in mess. And then he's also in...
Please tell me, how do you fight terrorism? When you're already landlocking the country as it is.
It's almost like...
It's like the mid-90s when the Berlin Wall came down.
Right.
You know, early 90s, actually. You know. And,
I wonder what will be next.
The next just breaking news thing is, right after that, well, it's also Russia bans all streaming reports from the US and the EU and Australia and Canada and Norway. So...
It's a two-for double dose of Russia, in our opinion.
So basically now you're starving your people and you're letting them crawl very slowly out of your country. Oh.
It's like Russia strikes again. Putin strikes again.
Instead of, let's see, yes, at the border crossing to Croatia, right, it's going to be, I'm going to have to, please, suddenly you're going to see fucking skeletons walking to the border saying, I need my internet and where's my Wi-Fi and can I have food, please? I've been starving for several months.
It's like, this is what going to, especially those needing to use internet. So, how are they going to need to go and, what are they going to do for internet access?
Clearly the funniest thing is that, you know, Russia, if they had never hosted the Olympics, this would never have happened.
I know.
You know, it probably begins before the Olympics.
Yeah. And now they are the aspect of every comedic satiricist
routine. In the world.
Yes.
I mean, you know, what is it about, you know, is it going to be, hello, you know, not, you know, when the U.S., you know, immigration policy, and they say, oh, yes, you're Russian, yes. Do you want to come into the United States? Yes. Do you want food? Yes.
But then
well,
come on in. Bad.
What?
It's like, come on in, join the party.
Join the party, we don't love the food. Have you been discriminated by Putin? Yes. Oh, this is your lucky day. You know. But the fact that it's going to cost more stuff. It's going to cost more money for them to actually, you know, Russia does not have any good agriculture whatsoever.
Right, you know, so, you know, all the cows, you know, this is apparently the article started off with a shop assistant helps an old woman near the milk and dairy section in the Moscow store. Now, I don't know about you, but the funny thing is that, you know, all the cows, you know, it's now going to be self-contained milk. From Russia. It's going to be Russia.
No, from Russia. From Russia with bovine. You know,
come on.
Without bovine. It's just not going to, I mean,
the fact that the Kremlin, Belindia, was supplying arms and experts to a pro-Moscow insurgency in eastern Ukraine and has sanctioned individuals and companies in Russia in retaliation, and Moscow furiously denies it and supported the rebels and accuses the West of blocking attempts to add a public settlement by encouraging Kiev to use brute force and crush insurgency. Does this have anything to do with fucking banning dairy products in any Moscow fucking food department? No, it doesn't. It does not. But yes, the funny thing is, until the moment that we hoped for that our foreign colleagues would actually understand the sanctions that led to a deadlock, and no one wants them or needs them. Okay then. It's like, let's go,
bitch. Let her rip. Let the Kraken rip. I mean, seriously, how fucking bad does it have to be?
Hello, Mr. Pippin. Yes. I hear that you know, how fucking bad does it have to be?
Mr. Pippin. Yes.
I hear that you're banning all food.
Yes.
And why are you banning all food? Well, because of the fact that the only thing to fear is, shut up, I know you're not Roosevelt. We don't have a Roosevelt. But yes, the only thing that is, you know, to continue this analogy, the analogy is quite simple. No food for Russia. No food for Live Aid. What the fuck is Live Aid anyway? Who the fuck supports Live Aid?
Well, Live Aid over the UK is a concert that benefits hunger.
Hunger, you say, says Russia? Tiger, no one's hungry here.
No, nobody's hungry here. Go back.
You know, it's like, send your food back.
No, send your food back. We don't need anything. You're malnourished. I don't fucking care, says Putin. And his wife even comes probably out of the catacombs and says, Vlad, 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 what are you doing? What are you doing? I don't fucking care. Whatever your name is, I don't fucking care. But I'm your wife.
You were my wife. Now fuck off. You know.
Really? Really, Vlad. Yet, that's not the only problem. Okay? That, currently, this is all according to St. Petersburg, Russian Times.
So right there, you good old
St.
Petersburg.
You know, Medved argued that the ban would give Russian farmers who struggle to compete with Western products a good chance to increase their market share. Okay. Say the farmers. But how can we...
Excuse me.
How can we sell anything across the United States or anywhere else if you're banning everything?
Why?
You know, does it make any fucking sense? And then, if that's not enough, okay, everybody else has, you know, the fact is in our grocery stores, at least in the US, okay, their grocery stores are actually a bit cheaper. Starting to get a lot cheaper. It's like the 90s over here. We have great ambition and we have fallen out for a dark cave. We've been in this dark cave for a long fucking time.
Yeah, I know.
But Russia is about to go into their dark cave. Yeah. You know, the number of agricultural prices that have seen their fall in prices following the Russian ban has been major product of wheat for September delivery, which fell 1.4%. White corn, while corn fell 1.1%. You know?
Yeah.
I mean, what is it going to be? They're going to look up at the stock. Russians are going to look up at the stock market and go, how much Harry, Vlad, or Gordon, right? Gordon. Yes, Vlad. How much did the stock of white meat or white corn fall today? I don't know. It's been about a week since I looked. My wife is so skinny that basically they're not eating for fear of Vladimir, for fear of Mr. Putin coming to our door. I mean, come on. You know, and then he announced that the Ukraine carriers are operating on transit board flights over Russia.
Yeah.
I don't know about you. What is scarier? Let's take a poll. What's scarier? Having your life ruined? What's scarier? What's scarier? Having your life ruined by Putin or having you really, really not understand anything about Russia?
Putin.
You know, what is scarier? Not taking the piss out of Putin. Right?
Right.
Okay, taking the piss out of Putin. Or taking it to a point where the entire country feels like shit.
Allison, your thoughts?
I just think he's going to kick himself where it hurts.
I mean, it just... I don't think that this isn't right. It's not right. It's just not right.
I agree.
You know, it is like, how do you how does
one actually, you know, combat this without moving out of Russia? You know, I mean, I don't know about you. And what are your thoughts about it?
I just think he's going to cause some trouble.
He's going to cause a lot of trouble.
Yeah.
To a lot of people. You know, and it's incredible It's incredible to see how bad it is. And then, on top of that, it's not the best kind of thing, you know, when Edward Snowden also says, I am also escaping from Russia.
Wow.
You know, that is
that is one of those things. It speaks volumes. And then, you know, the fact that, let's just talk about
Russia and Snowden and the U.S. and spying for 2 seconds. Okay. First off, I don't know about you, but I can't figure out, and I've never been able to figure out, maybe, you know, because they say, in terms of Snowden, oh yes, he is about allowed back in the United States, but he stole, he stole secrets.
Right.
You know, I get that. He stole secrets, and I get that the U.S. is angry. What I don't get is why he chooses to go to Russia, which is now landlocked.
Right.
What's the anonymity in that?
I don't know.
You know, taking it sort of. Are you okay tonight, Johnny?
I'm fine.
Okay, Jesus Christ. Taking it to.
It's like taking it to a whole new level.
Yeah, taking it to a whole new level. And taking, you know, what is going to go down in terms of everything else, you know, in the world. In terms of Snowden. You know, Snowden, the chain of events. You know, new national security leaker. Okay, fine. Yet he's leaking secret U.S. documents. However, WikiLeaks, Julian Assange, leaked the same thing.
Right.
You know, do we see a coincidence?
I think not.
No, the coincidence is that Edward Snowden and Julian Assange can be the same people. You know? That's it, you know. But yet, the funny thing is that that it is, you know, I see it as the same person. I don't know why. One's British, one's Australian, and the other one's US. But the person who is from the US, is kind of playing I'm not here to the US.
Right.
You know, I'm not here for the U.S., or I'm not here for the U.S. I'm here for everybody else, you know, and everybody else means
the world. The world.
The world. You know, you know, the world isn't, the world isn't going to stop, you know. How does one make it stop? And, the world has been waiting for an answer for several years.
Right.
Mr. Snowden. What else is it going to take? No. Mr. Snowden, why don't you just give up? You know, why doesn't it have to be you leaking something else out? You know, that is the question. That is the question, which
still remains to be seen.
And will remain to be seen as long as he is landlocked out of the U.S.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and if he's out of the U.S., then what in the heck are you going to do with the U.S. coming
right after
you?
Right. But he doesn't have any passport.
Well, he doesn't have any passport, so... Well,
he's
kind of
stuck in Russia.
Well, he
as
might...
As we know how, because he's a Russian... He's in Russia? But then we also have some better news. Weird Al's petition for halftime show at the Super Bowl, which is to liven the mood.
Oh, yes. Okay. Somebody
That's
has...
Cool.
Yeah, somebody has generously put forth Weird Al's services for the Super Bowl. Personally, I think it would be actually a really, really, really cool thing.
It would be...
Yeah,
so that,
oh yeah.
I've never seen him live. I've
Me
wanted
either.
To see him live. I've never seen him live. You know?
Oh, I know. I haven't seen him live. I wish. I
well,
it.
Yeah.
Which would be pretty cool to think about it.
Yeah, it is kind of, it's kind of crazy when, like, I remember Weird Al from when I was a kid. Granted, I was more into the British humor thing, you know, than I was at all, than I was into the American humor thing, and, now, it's the kind of thing that, you know, you sort of get in you know, when last year's trifecta was Beyonce.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And Beyonce reportedly fucked up the Super Bowl.
Yeah. Yes.
You know,
very true.
This will
be a very, very
refreshing thing. Because I'm sick and tired of entertainers, you know, talking about the Super Bowl. Weird Al would actually
be
fun to see. He would be very, very fun to see.
Right.
You know, as a,
And he's done so many parodies, songs. So it would be hilarious just to see him. So at this point, I'm all for it. It's like,
I would love to see a medley of him do it in so much as, everything.
From his past.
Would be great.
I love Eat It. Eat It will be great.
Yeah, Eat It. Yeah.
The best, awesome, fucking fabulous song. Yeah.
Oh, sure. Definitely.
And it doesn't end if he... And if this is the case, guess what? There's going to be a lot of happy people.
Oh, yeah.
So, I myself.
Oh, yeah.
Should be really,
be...
really good.
I mean, it should be really good. Really, really good. I mean, it would be a shame not to. You know, if the NFL actually got to this and they went, yes, and we went, okay.
Holy crap, this would be fucking phenomenal. And
it
then,
would be phenomenal. You know, but
then
he would get the opportunity to make fun of the NFL. Could you imagine that? You know?
Oh God, yes. Which will be fucking phenomenal in my sense. That would be hilarious in and of itself.
Oh, yeah. I mean, the commission of the NFL. Oh, yes, you're standing in your siege. Come on. I mean, could be very fun.
No.
I would love to.
Yeah.
I mean, my favorite one of his in the past like decade was the one he just did, Crappy. Or Tacky.
Oh yes.
Tacky. And the Tacky, you know,
right.
Would be great. Would be absolutely great. You know, That would be great. That would be fun. But we have to get on with the show, ladies and gentlemen. Yeah. And our last common, our last
thing was a 33-yard extra point attempt. Like 33 yards.
Right.
What's up with that? Not 35, not 30,
33.
What a maroon. What an ignoramus.
Anyway.
So, 33 yards of what?
33-yard extra point attempt. What's they're trying to test out? What's up with that?
Oh, no.
It's weird. Anyway.
Yeah, anyway. But our last our last comment of the night is comes from the UK.
Yeah.
Alison, do you want to take this?
Oh. There was a child that was neglected and and abandoned by his soldier parents because of the disability. I myself look at this as saying, what a shame on the people that wanted this child. And then to do, they said, If the child was his, they would, quoting parents of the child said, we probably would have aborted him. And this was on Australian TV 60-minute program. And they're denying that they abandoned the child to boot. Yeah.
So, I mean, they're denying?
Yes, they're denying it. Like,
flat out
no
denying
one's
it.
Been, yes.
Wow.
Yeah. Sad.
It's horrible. I mean, like, I look at any disability, you know, I look at any disability and I don't see dis, I see ability. So, I mean,
right.
With most of our parents on this podcast, right, if our parents were on this podcast, which we will never ever probably allow them on because we're so bad. We're so bad. You know.
So bad, but it's so bad in it.
Oh, my.
Way. You
yes, George Takei, you too.
And when it comes to having disabilities or having people in their lives and family members' lives with disabilities, it's another story. There's parents out there that may not understand, and that's unfortunate, or be in denial, along with not wanting to admit that, yes, it doesn't have to be all what's on medical records. What on statistics, what it should be is what the person brings. Thoughts?
Oh, yeah. I mean, you know, I know that night, my own dad, I had a screaming match with him, and that is probably the reason I don't have a voice tonight, or I barely have a voice, if anybody around the world can actually hear me, and I got him to understand stuff that I'm not going to go into this podcast about. But
yeah.
I got him to understand what I was talking about for a good portion of my life. And it's very hard to accept that and to accept what you cannot see.
And then there's parents that actually do accept it. But parents that see, wait, you're trying the best you can. You're dealing with everything that the world could throw at you, and you're still kicking. You're not alive.
You're still kicking. But how do you...
kicking and you're getting through it. You're not using it saying, what with me? Oh, I'm a failure. To me, I learned at a young age, grew up quite fast because of my disability. And now I'm saying, don't, if people out there want to judge me, fine. That, yes, it might hurt, but that's on them. I can't change them. But I also know, nor will I ever want to put my own kids in a situation that could be
sure.
If I have kids, I would tell them, you're different. It's an ability. We have different, we're different. There's nothing bad with having different abilities. Everyone's different. We're not in a utopia, for Christ's sake. For that matter, if someone thinks that, oh yes, let's deny people their right. Let's say that they're using up whatever is to be had. No, no, no. There's people out there that ultimately deserve what is given. There's people out there that use and take advantage of it, which those people really affect, those that really need it, and what is given to us because of family members, those who have not been in the... have not worked for it. It's a process. Those have family members who worked for it and worked for other benefits. That's a benefit that those that have those that need it have it. It's not a let's take advantage. It's quite the opposite. Let's use it for your daily needs or whatever might go on, but not be like a candy store. Or use it for some means, some things that might be fun, but not just use it for the hell of it.
Oh, yeah. I mean... if there was a thing, such as you know, abilities, right? Then disability, I don't think would be coming through so greatly, you know. That's just me. It's my own personal view on it. I mean, what do you think, Johnny?
I think, like, come on, guy. I think if you're, like, disabled, it doesn't mean it's all over. It means you have to push harder to fight what you want. It's so worth it when you do.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. The thing is that when you fight for what you believe in, you know, it was impossible to not. You know, in this world, when you have disabilities, you have Asperger's, you have ADHD, you have dyspraxia, dyslexia, right? Those are just some of the few, okay? Conditions that you can't control. Okay. Skin conditions.
Conditions like conditions that you may not see either, where people can be so normal and could intermix and be with it, can be within society, and it's there. People are there. It's not a let's discriminate either.
Oh, sure.
Once people everyone gets discriminated one time in their life. People with disabilities, they face it quite a bit.
Well, we face it in a way that we face it in a way that is very different to what other people face. But
and that's it not
is,
clearly
it's not
it isn't
fair.
It's not fair, nor is it right or just.
No, it is not. I mean, it's incredible because many, many famous people have disabilities, but yet, when you take the dis out of it and you counter it with the ability, right, everybody has an ability. Okay.
Right.
So, yeah. When everybody has an ability, that's what you want.
Right.
Okay. The ability is what makes the disability possible.
Right.
You know, the disability of the ability.
Right.
If that makes any sense whatsoever.
Yes, it does, actually.
And,
if people out there do have the ability to continue on.
Yes, they have the ability to continue on, but whether they want to, is another story.
And then fighters are born because of their challenges, not giving up either.
Oh, sure. Oh, sure. Yeah. You know, fighters Fighters never give up. So, yeah. Fighters never give up.
Yep.
That is one of the things.
And nor should these people be tossed and pushed around. It's like, you want to push people around, your things will come out and saying, wait, you're struggling. You had this about
oh yeah. You know. There is more stuff to
I know.
To do.
Yeah. I agree. 100%.
You know, that is, that is
that's cool. In a nutshell.
That's in a nutshell.
Yeah.
It's in a nutshell, but nobody has to, you don't have to, you know, you know, you don't have to make fun of disabilities to get the ability.
Yeah.
Of it. You know?
Right.
That's what I think.
Yeah.
That's what I think.
And I agree.
But unfortunately, there's some people who will never know that.
Or never
they
see.
They will never know that. Or never see it.
Or they would judge characters or claim. And that's even worse.
Yeah. But there are people, I don't think that there are people who care, right? But there are other people who, there are other people who basically I don't know. They either don't care, or they don't realize they care, or admit it at the last minute. You know, my dad chose to admit it at the last minute. The fact that he's very proud of me, I just don't know. I don't know how do you admit it to your son? You know, you say it to other people, and then gets back to him? Or do you say it to his face? I'd much rather, if I had a son or a daughter, I'd say it to their face so they would know.
How much they mean.
Yeah.
Not anything else.
No. Not anything else at all. And with that, it is exactly 11 o'clock.
We
are 58 seconds. Allison, where can they find us?
5 seconds.
And it's mytheurals.com/AMC Press. Go there, find out
all you need to know. And on that note, we're
gone. Good night.